Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening. Welcome to West Plains High School this evening. We've got girls basketball action for you tonight. West Plains Lady Zizzers playing host to the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Also, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andy Reckman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, and West Plains Roofing, along with Mayfield Auto Repair. Our boosters tonight for the ball game, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Also active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer. Edward Jones, Kevin Gleckhorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. It's the 13-1 West Plains Lady Zizzers, ranked number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. Taking on the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield, coming in tonight's contest, they are 2-10. Coming up, we'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to hirschfeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It's the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show as we get ready for Lady Zizzer Basketball tonight. Lady Zizzer's taking on the Glendale Lady Falcons. And before we go any further, let's tell you what's happened so far tonight. In the freshman contest, West Plains won it 42-36. In the JV contest, West Plains won that one 48-27. So now we've got the varsity contest getting ready to start. And Lady Zizzers going for the three-game sweep tonight over the Glendale Lady Falcons. Well, for Coach Trish Marsh of the Glendale Lady Falcons, she's going to be starting Emily Phillips, Sunshine Sower, Kayla Kraft, Riley Heeman, and Lydia Potter for the Scott Womack and the West Plains Lady Zizzers. He'll be starting the usual five: Mackenzie Brunson, Allie Hozapple, Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and Cass Cunningham. And we're proud to report that Cass Cunningham is feeling better tonight. Monday night at Springfield Central, she was under the weather, still played a good game. But tonight, she's feeling a whole lot better, and she's ready to go tonight. So that's not very good news for Glendale, because Cass, you know, we've seen it last Monday night when she was under the weather, and she played a really good game. So if she's feeling better, and I tell you what, that just means she's going to be a terror on the boards, rebounding, defensive-wise. And if she can get open, she'll take those three-point shots. She's usually going to make them. So Cass ready to go full strength tonight for the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We mentioned before, Lady Zizzers in the latest state rankings, they are number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. So Lady Zizzers still sitting at number 2. Rolla is sitting at number 3 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. And that's important because coming up, and, well, I believe it's February the 6th, if I remember right, the Rolla Lady Bulldogs will come to West Plains right here to the high school gym to take on the Lady Zizzers here at home. That will be a big ball game. And then the Lady Zizzers still have to play Kickapoo, the Lady Chiefs, and that will be a home game here at Zizzer High School. But right now we're getting ready to have a ball game between Glendale and West Plains. So should be a good contest, and Lady Zizzers, hopefully, they won't have any problems tonight. They'll get everything rolling, and they'll be ready to roll into the NICSA tournament, which is going to start next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at NICSA. We'll talk more about that later on. All right, we'll take another break. And when we come back, we'll have your starting lineup. You're listening to the Going to the Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Well, I love the rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for 3 generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. We're getting ready for your starting lineups for the ball game tonight. It's women's action tonight. The Lady Zizzers hosting the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield. And we'll start out with the introductions for the Glendale Lady Falcons, who are 2-10 on the season. First out will be Emily Phillips. And here comes Sunshine Stover. Number 10 is Kayla Kraft. Number 11 is Riley Heeman. And then number 21 is Lydia Potter for Coach Trish Marsh and the Glendale Lady Falcons. Coach Marsh assisted by Dan Stander, Jeff Mason, and Kim Deans. And now for the West Plains Lady Zizzers, coming in at 13-1. They are ranked number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. And first one out should be junior Mackenzie Brunson. Here we go. It's Mackenzie Brunson. Senior Allie Hoseapple should be next. Senior Bree Harlan should be next. Sophomore Ashton Judd. And last but not least, the senior, Cass Cunningham. And that's the starting five for the Lady Zizzers, coached by Coach Scott Womack, assisted by Cass Johnson and Sammy Radosovich. So, we are ready to go. Hope you're ready at home for some Lady Zizzer basketball tonight. Good crowd on hand. Well, I'd say we're a little over three quarters full here at the West Plains High School gym. And Hallie Hoseapple will be jumping against Stover. And Lady Zizzers control the tip. Bree Harlan will set up the offense for the Lady Zizzers. And she'll bring it to Brunson on the left side. Back to Bree Harlan on the right side. On the right wing is Cunningham. Back up to Harlan. Back down the right corner to Cunningham. They go down below inside. And Mackenzie Brunson's got the first points of the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 2-0. They've got their 2-2-1 zone pressure, three-quarter court set up right now. And let's see. Kraft breaks it across the timeline. Ball's going to be booted. And it's finally picked up. We got a jump ball, and it'll be Glendale basketball. So they'll inbound from the side. Lady Falcons will. And it'll be Phillips to bring it up the floor with some more pressure. They get it across to Kraft. Kraft will bring it back up, and Phillips will set the offense for Glendale. She'll give it up to Heeman. Back to Phillips. On the right side now, that'll be Kraft on the wing. Down in the corner. She'll dribble back up. Gives it off to Heeman. Around the horn they go. Phillips back up top to Heeman. Now they'll go back to Phillips. Down the left wing. Back up top. And it's stolen away by Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan races the other end. Scores on the layup. Lady Zizzers lead at 4-0 with 6:42 to go here in the first quarter. And it'll be Potter with the basketball. Back to Phillips. Back to Potter now. Still got to get it across half court. And loose basketball, but Potter's going to get it. And now they'll go underneath, and a missed shot underneath by Kraft. Hoseapple with the rebound. And Bree Harlan will bring it back the other way. Bree Harlan to Cunningham down the right corner. Back up to Bree Harlan now. Back to Cunningham. Back to Harlan. Now they'll go to Judd in the lane. She'll drive, shot up, no good. And Judd's going to come out of there with the basketball. Gives it up to Brunson, who misses the shot, but gets her own rebound. Gives it to Hoseapple. Shot up, good. Cheap foul. Allie Hoseapple. Basket's good, and I believe Potter is going to pick up the foul. That'll be her first team foul on Glendale. And right away, substitution coming in. Anna Salee is going to come in. Kraft will have a seat for Glendale. Allie Hozapple goes to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's good. So Allie's got 3 points in the ball game. Lady Scissors lead it 7-0. 5:53 to go, first quarter. Potter with the basketball. Back to Phillips. Phillips back to Potter. Back to Phillips. Still got to get it across the timeline. And it's stolen away by Allie Hozapple. Brunson underneath, and she scores. And Glendale wants a timeout. 5:37 to go, first quarter. 9-0, Lady Scissors with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Glendale will inbound the basketball. 5:37 to go here, first quarter. Lady Scissors lead it 9-0. Phillips with the basketball. Potter with it now. Potter will get it across the timeline, but it's stolen away by Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Scissors the other way. Bree Harlan down the right side. She'll give it up to Hozapple in the right corner. Hozapple will drive, kicks it out to Brunson up top. Brunson now, she'll give it to the free throw line. That'll be Judd. Drive down the lane. Judd's going to score on the layup. So Ashton Judd's got her first points of the ball game. Only Lady Scissors not to score so far is Cass Cunningham. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's an 11-0 lead. Now Stover will bring it down on the right side. Double team there. Now she'll get it down the baseline. They'll go to Potter underneath, and Bree Harlan's going to get a call for the foul, reaching in. That'll be the first team foul on Lady Scissors. First foul on Bree Harlan. And it'll be Kraft coming back in. Potter's going to get a break for Glendale. So they'll throw it in under the basket, and they'll go left corner. And that'll be Stover. Long three is no good that time by Phillips. Judd with the rebound. Here come the Lady Scissors, Ashton Judd. Now she'll go down the lane. Shot up. It's good. Ashton Judd's got 4 in the contest. Lady Scissors lead it 13-0. Phillips with the basketball. Gives it off to Salee. Salee back to Phillips. Cross the timeline. It'll be Stover in the left corner. Phillips up top to Salee. Back to Phillips. Phillips will slow it down, pull it out a little bit. Now they'll reset, and they'll go up top. Salee will go to the right side now. Down in the corner, that'll be Kraft. And Phillips is going to shoot the three. It's no good. Brunson with the rebound. Here come the Lady Scissors. Brunson, and going to get it to Judd. And Judd missed the layup. And Allie Hozapple is going to reach in, and they're going to call a foul on Allie Hozapple. That'll be the first foul on Hozapple, second team foul. And let's see, Kraft will come out, Potter will come in, and Glendale has the basketball. Lady Scissors leading it 13-0 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Phillips with the basketball. Got to get it across the timeline. And there's a 10-second count. Good defense from the Lady Scissors on the turnover. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor here. Set the offense. And she'll go to Brunson on the right side. Back to Harlan. Harlan back to Brunson over on the right side. Brunson going to go to Cunningham on the left wing. Inside to Judd. She'll turn in traffic, miss the shot, gets the rebound. She's going to get fouled. Ashton Judd's going to the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Lady Scissors. That foul's going to go against Potter. That's Potter's second team foul on Glendale. And Judd missed the first free throw. Judd's usually a really good free throw shooter, so it's kind of a rare occasion when she misses one. Second one is up, and she missed that one too. Rebound comes down to Stover. Gives it up to Kraft, to Phillips. Phillips will bring it across the timeline now. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers with a 13-0 lead. Phillips up top. That'll be Salee. Back to Phillips. Phillips is going to go to the left side. Up top to Salee. They'll go free throw line now. Kraft inside. She's going to get fouled. So Kraft is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be Hosapple, and that's her third team foul on the Lady Zizzers. Kraft's first free throw coming up, and it's good. So Glendale's on the scoreboard now, and Drew Harris will come in. Allie Hosapple will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw from Kraft is good. 2:51 to go, first quarter. Lady Zizzer lead is 13-2. Bree Harlan across the timeline, left side to Harris. Harris at the free throw line, driving, kicks it out. Cass Cunningham, she's going to travel with the basketball. So, turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers still in that 2-2-1 pressure, three-quarter court pressure. The lead gives it back to Phillips. Phillips now over to Heeman, who gets it across the timeline. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lady Zizzer defense causing some turnovers on Glendale. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Right side, Cass Cunningham on the wing. Cross the court to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson trying to drive at the free throw line. Backs it out. Now they'll go Harris back to Cunningham on the right wing. Cunningham trying to drive, and now we've got a foul. And that one should be on Stover. That'll be her first. 13 foul on Glendale. So Lady Zizzers will inbound underneath on the baseline. Cunningham to throw it in. And she's going to have to go up. And it's Brunson from the left wing for three. No good. And let's see, Salee with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor for Glendale. Across the timeline, she'll come to the right side, gives it back to Phillips up top. Minute 53 to go, first quarter, 13-2. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Salee gives it up to Stover. Stover now trying to drive, kicks it back out to Salee on the right side. That'll be Heeman with it. And it's stolen by Bree Harlan. Harlan brings it up the floor, gives it to Cunningham up top. Brunson on the left wing. Brunson now picks up a dribble, gives it back to Harlan. It'll be Harris. Now they give it to Cass Cunningham will shoot the three. It's good. Cass Cunningham's in the scorebook with an ONC Orr City Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And timeout has been called. Minute 18 to go, first quarter, 16-2. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And let's see, we've got moisture on the floor, so going to have to believe this is a official timeout here as they're taking care of some moisture on the floor. So we'll get back to it here in just a little bit. Lady Zizzers up 16-2, and all five of the starters for the Lady Zizzers have scored in the ball game so far. All right, it'll be Glendale basketball as we get back to action here with a minute 18 to go, first quarter. And it'll be Stover with the basketball, back to Phillips. Phillips with it, double team, gets it back to Stover. And now on the side is Salee, back to Stover, and it's going to be a 10-second count, and there it is. Lady Zizzers have ratcheted up the defensive pressure here. And now Cass Cunningham will throw it in. Cunningham looking now, gets it to Drew Harris. Shot is way up. No good. Judd with the rebound, puts it back in. Ashton Judd's got 6 points to lead the Lady Zizzers, and they lead it 18-2. Phillips with it now. Phillips looking, gets it across the line to Kraft. Now, let's see. That'll be Phillips up top. Right side now to Lee on the wing. And it's going to be knocked up. Cass Cunningham gets the basketball, gives it to Brunson. Brunson bringing it up the floor, straight to the basket. Missed the layup. Rebounds it to Lee, 32 seconds to go. And loose basketball going to be picked up by Ashton Judd. Cunningham trying to draw the charge there. 19 seconds, and Bree Harlan will slow it down for the Lady Zizzers. Cunningham back to Harlan. Goes right side to Brunson on the wing now. Cross court, it's Cunningham down the left baseline. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Glendale with 4 seconds to go. Phillips is bringing it up across the timeline, and it's no good. At the end of one, Lady Zizzers lead it 18-2. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! Here's a few tips from Negri Plumbing for thawing frozen pipes. Open the faucet and apply heat to the frozen section of pipe. You can use a heating pad, hair dryer, or portable space heater, but keep away from flammable materials. Or by wrapping pipes with towels soaked in hot water. Do not use an open flame device like a blowtorch or propane heater. If you're unable to locate the frozen area, or if you can't thaw the pipe, call the experts at Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, Lady Zizzers with the basketball. They lead it 18-2. And it'll be Mackenzie Brunson bringing the ball up the floor, setting the offense. Right side to Petta Collins into the ball game. Petta gives it up to Allie Hoseapple now up top. Drew Harris on the right wing into the ball game. And now it's Allie Hoseapple with it again. Up top, Cass Cunningham. Cunningham gives it to Harris on the right wing. Got the weave going right now. Brunson inside. Cunningham with it. And she missed the shot, but Brunson with the rebound puts it back up and in. Mackenzie Brunson's got 6 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 20-2. Salee with the basketball. Phillips. Phillips over to Heeman. Heeman across the timeline and loose basketball, and it's picked up by Hoseapple. And Cunningham with it. Now we've got a jump ball, I believe. And it will go to Glendale on the change of possession. And we've got a new player in, number 42, so we'll have to get her name here in just a minute. Wait a minute. Inadvertent buzzer, I guess, but they'll inbound again. And we'll have to check and see who this is, but right now, Salee with it. Phillips up top. Salee with it once again, up top. And that'll be Sykes with the basketball. Salee with it. Phillips down in the corner. Long three is good out of the corner. And that will be Kraft hitting the three out of the corner. And for some reason, number 42 is not... 42 is not in the program, so I have to wait. Brunson brings it down, scores on the basket. Now with the basketball, up top is Phillips. Salee's going to drive this time. No good. Cunningham with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. Cunningham to the left wing. And now she'll go to Petta Collins up top. Collins trying to drive. Kicks it out to Hoseapple. Hoseapple to Harris. Harris back to Cunningham. And it's Brunson in the lane. Pull-up jumper is no good. Gets the rebound. Comes out to Cunningham. Now she'll go underneath. Petta Collins and scores. Collins got her first basket of the ball game. It's 24-5. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Phillips with the basketball. Goes right side. That's the unknown player. And now we've got some contact. Got a foul on the floor. And let's see. That one's going to go against Petta Collins. That's her first. That's the 14th foul on the Lady Zizzers. And so now Phillips will inbound underneath the basket. And Judd's going to check back in the contest. And Drew Harris is going to get a break. Now we're ready to go. Phillips will be inbounding under the baseline. They'll go up top, and long three is no good that time. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Glendale basketball. Potter and Bree Harlan under there, and they said Bree Harlan was the last one to touch it. So Phillips will inbound again on the baseline underneath the basket. She'll go up top. Sights with it, but Bree Harlan steals the basketball. Bree Harlan shot up and good on the layup. Bree Harlan's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 26-5 Lady Zizzer lead. 5:25 to go here in the first half. Phillips gets it across the timeline to Salee. Salee. Now it's Potter down the right corner. Salee with it. Goes inside. They'll kick it back out. And Phillips is going to save it right into Petta Collins' hands. Petta Collins is going to score the layup. Collins has four, and Glendale wants a timeout. 5:03 to go in the first half. Lady Zizzers lead it 28-5. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead it 28-5, 5:03 to go in the first half. And Glendale will inbound. Phillips with the basketball. Gives it up to Stover, back to Phillips, back to Stover, who almost wasn't looking but caught it the last moment. And now, Sykes with the basketball. We've got a turnover. It'll go to Lady Zizzers. They'll inbound on the side at half court. Cunningham to throw it in. Bree Harlan will set the offense. Now it's Judd at the free throw line. Looking to drive. Shot is going to go up. They're going to say she traveled with the basketball. Not sure how she traveled when she was dribbling, but anyway. Phillips with the basketball back to Stover. Stover bringing it up the side. They'll go over the top to Petta Collins. Knocks it away, but it's picked up by Stover, and Phillips will set the offense for Glendale. Phillips right side. That'll be Stover on the wing. They'll go up top now. And let's see. Back over to Phillips. Phillips back up top to Sykes. Potter back to Phillips up top. Down in the corner from the right side. Long three is no good that time by Stover. And Phillips will try the three up top. It's no good. And Ashton Judd comes out of the pack with the rebound and the basketball. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Harlan down to Cunningham in the right corner. Now Bree Harlan's going to try the three from the wing. It's no good. Gets the rebound. And Bree Harlan will kick it out. Cunningham thought about the three. Now it's Judd. She'll shoot the long two. And it's no good. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Lady Zizzers. And it's going to be Petta Collins picking up the foul. That's her second. And Brunson comes in. Cunningham will get a break for the Lady Zizzers. Second foul on Collins. 15th foul on the Lady Zizzers. Phillips. Gives it up to Enos in the ball game now. Enos draws half court, and it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Brunson the other way. Kenzie Brunson will pull up for the jumper. No good. Bree Harlan, the shortest players on there, and Stover and Harlan got tied up. Stover wasn't going to give up the ball, but they're going to call a foul on her. That's her second. 14 foul. Lady Zizzers will inbound under the basket. Brunson will throw it in, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll still be Lady Zizzer ball. We'll try it again. This time it's Ashton Judd down the right corner. Judd with it. Looking, spins, kicks it out. Brunson will shoot the three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to Kraft. Kraft gives it to Phillips. Here comes Glendale up the floor. 3 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzers with a 28-5 lead. Enos with the basketball. Gives it out to Stover on the right wing. Back up top to Phillips. That'll be Sykes with it. Down in the corner, once again, it's Stover. Trying to drive the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So Petta Collins is going to come out of the ball game now. Kaylee Dixon will see her first action here in the ball game. Bree Harlan brings it up the floor. That's the offense. Left wing, that'll be Dixon. Up top to Judd. Judd with it. Hozapfel on the left wing. Brunson with it. And we've got a jump ball. And it will go to Glendale, I believe. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. 28-5 is your score. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Drew Harris is going to check in. And Allie Hozapfel will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. So it'll be Sykes giving it back to Phillips. Phillips, Enos, and it's going to be knocked away. Bree Harlan with the basketball. Kicks it out to Judd. Judd looking to drive. Now she gives it to Dixon, who will shoot the three from the wing. It's no good, but Bree Harlan on the rebound. Drew Harris on the baseline. Judd up top. They leave her alone. She'll shoot the three. It's no good, but inside is Brunson, and she scores. And McKenzie's got 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 25. Glendale with the basketball. Phillips gives it to Sykes. Sykes back to Phillips. Up the floor they go, and it's stolen away by Ashton Judd. Judd bringing it down the floor. We know where she's going. Straight in for the layup. Ashton Judd's got 8 points in the ball game. And Phillips with the basketball. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 32-5, Lady Zizzers with the lead over Glendale. Phillips up top, goes to the left, bring it back to Sykes now up top. Phillips on the left wing, back up to Sykes once again. And Enos, right wing, now they give it up to Heeman. Inside, shot up, no good that time. Heeman will get the rebound for Glendale. Looking, she'll give it to Phillips up top the key. Phillips shoots a long three, no good. And Drew Harris comes out of the pack with a rebound, gives it up to Brunson, who will bring it up the floor. Less than a minute to go in the first half. Brunson's going to kick it out. Bree Harlan, and she nails the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. 46 seconds to go in the half. It's 35-5. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Phillips will walk it across the timeline. 36 seconds. And Glendale's looks like they're going to hold for the last shot unless they get an easy one. Phillips out next to half court, going to hold the basketball, 25 seconds. Gives it up to Heeman, back to Phillips, back to Heeman. 20 seconds now. Heeman with the basketball. And a foul's going to be committed on the Lady Zizzers. I believe that's Judd. That'll be her first. And that is the 16 foul. So one more on the Lady Zizzers, and Glendale get to shoot some free throws. Now, let's see. Sykes up top, 14 seconds. Sykes. And down on the baseline. Long three is going to be partially blocked by Judd. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball with 4 seconds to go here. in the first half. Bree Harlan will pick it up, gets it to Brunson, who will fire from half court. No good. At the half, Lady Zizzards lead it 35-5 over the Glendale Lady Falcons. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzard Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, the Mayfield Auto Repair West Plains Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers lead Glendale 35-5 here at the half. Leading the way for the Lady Zizzers in the first half, Mackenzie Bronson with 10 points. 8 points for Ashton Judd, 7 points for Bree Harlan, 3 points for Allie Hoseapple, 3 points for Cass Cunningham, and 4 points for Petta Collins in the ball game. For Glendale, all 5 points of the ball game have been scored by Kayla Kraft for Glendale. Lady Zizzers jumped out to an 18-2 lead at the end of one, and they lead it here at the half 35-5. It's been the full court, I guess you call it the full court three-quarter press that the Lady Zizzers have been putting on the Lady Falcons here this evening, and it's caused quite a few turnovers on Glendale, and also the Lady Zizzers have been stealing the basketball as well down on the defensive end. So Lady Zizzers jumping out 35-5, leading Glendale here at the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show in just a little bit on 100.9 The Train.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all three. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Did you know that your car made a New Year's resolution to be sure to get regular maintenance? Yep, but your vehicle needs you to help make that happen. It's pretty easy. Just bring it to Don's Auto Service. Their expert technicians are trained on all new technology and are there to help keep your car's New Year's resolution. And if your car asked for tires for Christmas and didn't get them, it's a great time to buy with rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And the Lady Zizzers lead it here. The Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. Lady Zizzers lead it 35-5 over the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Mayfield Auto Repair, West Plains Roofing, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance and Direction, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. Your boosters tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman of West Plains and Thayer. And Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. It's 35-5, Lady Zizzers with the lead over the Glendale Lady Falcons. Well, next action for the Lady Zizzers is coming up next week. They don't play again until next Thursday when they go to Nixa and take part in the 2020 Girls Nixa Invitational Tournament. And what it is, it's a round-robin tournament. The girls will play on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On Thursday night, they will play at 6 o'clock against Republic. On Friday night, they will play at 7:30 against Nixa. And then on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, they'll play Olathe, Kansas East, Olathe East out of Olathe, Kansas. There we go. So that's the Lady Zizzers schedule for next week. And they will probably, well, they don't seed the tournament there at Nixa since it's a round-robin tournament, but you'd have to think that the Lady Zizzers and probably the Nixa Lady Eagles are kind of favored to win that tournament. One of those two. However, Republic, the Lady Tigers from Republic, they're awful good as well. And don't really know anything about Olathe East out of Olathe, Kansas. All right, we'll take another break. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play, Lady Zizzers lead at 35-5, and the five original starters for the Lady Zizzers on the floor: Harlan, Cunningham, Judd, Holzapfel, and Brunson. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Brunson down in the right corner on the baseline. They'll go underneath. Cass Cunningham, shot up and good. Cass Cunningham now with 5 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead is 32. Phillips will bring it across the timeline. Right side, she'll give it to Stover. Up to Kraft. Now it's back to Phillips. Free throw line, and it's stolen away. And now we got a foul on Stover. That'll be her third. First team foul, second half, on Glendale. Looks like Carson Phillips is going to check in for Stover. And Lady Zizzers will inbound at half court. Bree Harlan bring it up and set the offense for Lady Zizzers. Right side to Brunson on the wing. Brunson inside. Cass Cunningham's going to get fouled. And that one's going to be against Kraft. That's her first. Second team foul. And Cunningham's going to the free throw line to shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw for the senior is good. Cunningham now with 6 points in the ball game. Second free throw is good. Cunningham now with 7 points in the ball game, and it's a 34-point lead with 7 minutes to go third quarter. Phillips is up to Kraft. Now it's Phillips inside to Kraft, underneath, shot up, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Heeman. Ladies is a basketball. Bree Harlan will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Right side, Holzapfel on the wing. And Holzapfel missed a wide-open pass. Cunningham underneath the basket. Brunson up top. Brunson dribbles to the right side. Now she goes to Allie Holzapfel, wide-open underneath, and she scores. Allie Holzapfel with 5 in the ball game. 41-5, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Phillips will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, right side, they give it up to Kraft. Kraft to Heeman. Left side to Phillips on the wing. She'll give it cross court to Kraft, who will shoot. No good. Brunson with the rebound. Brunson will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Kenzie Brunson. Now she's going to kick it back out. Judd will shoot the three top of the key. No good. Rebound, and it's going to be tied up by Brunson. And it'll go to Glendale. So Heeman and Potter come out of the ball game. And now Phillips will bring it up for Glendale. Phillips gives the ball up to Goddard into the ball game. Back up top to Kraft. And now it'll be the other Phillips. And we've got a blocking foul on Cass Cunningham. First foul on Cunningham. And it's first team foul here, second half. And let's see, shooting the free throws, I believe it's Carson Phillips. She misses the first one. Second free throw is good. So Carson Phillips has a point, and it's 41-6, 5:43 to go third quarter. Bree Harlan across the timeline. Bree at the top of the key. Down the right corner is Cunningham. Cross court over the outstretched hands of Hose Apple out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. So Phillips will bring it up. Emily Phillips across the timeline, right side. And that will be Kraft. They come around Goddard. Phillips out of the corner for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Mackenzie Brunson. Brunson up the floor. Bree Harlan underneath has the shot blocked. It's out of bounds off of Ashton Judd. It'll be Glendale basketball. Phillips will bring it up to the floor for Glendale. Across the timeline. And they'll come left side, Goddard with the basketball. Back up top into the ball game is DeWeed. And out of bounds, it'll be Glendale basketball. Now on the baseline. Phillips will throw it in. And long three is going to be no good, but the rebound comes down to the other Phillips. No good. Allie Hoseapple got a piece of it, blocked it. And Mackenzie Brunson will bring it up the floor. Right side to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan now kicks it to Judd. Ashton Judd will drive the baseline. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd's got 10 points in the ball game. 43-6. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Goddard with it. Back up top. And it'll be Kraft. Goddard's going to shoot the three, no good. Cunningham with the rebound. Cass Cunningham will bring it up the floor, leading the break. She'll go Judd on the baseline for the jumper. It's good. Ashton Judd. Judd now with 12 points in the contest. And it's a 39-point lead with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Phillips down the baseline is Goddard and knocked out of bounds by Judd. It'll be Glendale ball on the baseline. If the lead is 30 points or more in the fourth quarter, the turbo clock will kick in and run. And Phillips shot an air ball. Judd was going to block it, then she held up because she thought she was going to foul her, so she held up. But now Phillips steals the basketball, going the other way, misses the layup. Cunningham with the rebound. Here comes the Lady Zizzers, 3-on-1. Allie Hoseapple underneath and scores. Hoseapple with her 7th point, and Glendale wants a timeout. 3:32 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 47-6. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 47-6 over the Glendale Lady Falcons from Springfield. 3:32 to go in the third quarter. And let's see, it will be Glendale basketball. So Phillips will throw it in. And Salee will have it. Phillips will bring it up the basket. Bring it up the court. Goes right side to Goddard on the wing. Down into the corner. That'll be Stover. She'll drive, and she's going to get fouled. Could have got her for a travel, but they called a foul. Allie Hoseapple. That's her third. And the second team foul on Lady Zizzer. So Stover for Glendale. Free throw line, shoot two, and she makes the first one. She's got her first point of the ball game. And she makes the second one. Now it's back to a 39-point lead by the Lady Zizzers with 3:15 to go third quarter. Brunson gives it to Judd, the free throw line. She'll drive down the lane, miss the shot. And here comes Glendale with the rebound. It'll be Sykes to bring it up the floor. Phillips. Stover. Stover kicks it out. Goddard's going to shoot the three from the wing. No good. Bree Harlan with the rebound. She'll bring the ball up the floor. Lady Zizzers pushing the basketball. Cunningham on the right wing. Inside. Brunson. And we've got a foul on Glendale. Goddard with the foul, her first. Lady Zizzers throw it in, and Brunson, and there's another foul on Glendale. And this time, Brunson's going to the free throw line. That foul is going to be against Heeman. That's her first. Fourth team foul on Glendale here in the second half. Brunson hits the free throw. She's got 11 points in the ball game. It's back up to a 40-point lead. And now it's a 41-point lead. Brunson hits both of them. 49-8, 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Heeman with the basketball. Stover. Stover's shot up. No good. Rebound, Cass Cunningham. Here come the Lady Zizzers. They are pushing the basketball, folks. Brunson now, and she's going to get tripped up. Accidentally gets tripped up there by Salee. That'll be the first on Salee. Fifth team foul. And Lady Zizzers will inbound under the basket. Cunningham to throw it in. And Emily Phillips is going to get a break. And Carson Phillips comes in the ball game. Brunson up top. Judd on the left wing. Judd looking to drive. Kicks it out to Bree Harlan on the right wing. Judd now up top. Judd looking to drive. And she traveled with a basketball. She got cut off. Pulled up, but she dragged that pivot foot. So now, Glendale will get it with 2:15 to go third quarter. And it'll be Salee with the basketball. And there's a double dribble on Glendale. So Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. They'll inbound here by the Glendale bench. Bree Harlan to Brunson on the left wing. Brunson up top. Judd on the left wing now. Judd looking around. Bree Harlan on the right wing. Kicks it out to Cunningham, who will drive the baseline. Puts a shot up off the backboard, and it's good. Cass Cunningham's got 6 points here in the third quarter, 9 in the ball game, 51-8. And inside is Heeman, missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. And here comes Brunson the other way for the Lady Zizzers. Hozapple now with the basketball on the left side. Down the left corner is Brunson. She'll dribble up to the wing. Now she goes to Hozapple in the corner. And Hozapple travel with the basketball. And now we've got four new players into the contest. So the only one left in is Allie Hozapple. So Megan McCracken, Drew Harris, Jade Berry, and Petta Collins into the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. A minute 14 to go third quarter. Loose basketball picked up by Megan McCracken. Here she comes up the floor. Megan McCracken. And she will kick it into Berry in the lane. Jade Berry shot up no good. She's fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two with a minute to go in the third quarter. And let's see, that foul is going to be against Heeman. That's her second. Sixth team foul on Glendale. And Jade Berry misses the first free throw. It rattled around and came out. See if she can get that second one to drop in there. Here we go. And she missed that one. Glendale with the basketball. Stover will bring it up for the Lady Falcons. And Goddard down into the corner. Heeman back up to Phillips. And Phillips is going to throw it to the coach over on the bench. And Coach Marsh did not want the basketball, folks. So turnover on Glendale. Lady Zizzers with it. and Megan McCracken will bring it up the floor. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 51-8, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Drew Harris with it on the left wing. Drew will dribble up top now. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Allie Hoseapple. Allie's in the lane, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Allie Hoseapple, I believe. That's what they call. That'll be four on Allie. Fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. And it'll be Salee. Gives it up to Stover. Stover with the basketball, trying to drive on the baseline. Kicks it out now to Heeman underneath. Shot up and good. Heeman's got her first points of the night. And Glendale's made it 10 on the ball game. With 7 seconds, McCracken gives it to Berry. Drew Harris with it on the right wing. And now we got a foul on Stover. That'll be her fourth. And Drew Harris will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 for the Lady Zizzers. With half a second left on the clock, Drew Harris shooting a 1-1 here. Let's see if Drew can make a free throw. And she makes the first one. So Drew Harris has got her first point of the ball game. It's a 52-10 lead for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Drew Harris coming up. And it's good. At the end of three, Lady Zizzers lead it 53-10. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Well, I love the rainy
night. Rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Second string is in as we start the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, but they turn it over. Turbo clock will run now as Lady Zizzers lead it 53-10. Phillips gives it up. Potter on the right wing, back up top to Phillips. Back to Potter. Potter trying to drive. Gets cut off. Gives it back up top. Now Potter on the right wing. Phillips up top. Tries to go inside. Knocked away by Jay Berry. Here comes Megan McCracken with the basketball across the timeline. Megan goes to Dixon on the right wing. Dixon inside. It's Peta Collins, and she scores in the lane. Peta Collins with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead 55-10. Phillips with it. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. And let's see. Right. And let's see. Three-pointer that time was made by Sykes. Lady Zizzer with the basketball. It will be Peta Collins. Peta Collins shoots it up and misses. Rebound comes down. Here come the Lady Zizzers on defense. Sykes will give it up to Phillips. Phillips with the basketball. Back up top to Sykes. They'll go right side. And that'll be Kraft. Inside. Sykes is going to pick it up on the left wing. Loose basketball. Phillips will shoot the three, and it's good. Emily Phillips has her first point of the ball game, a three-pointer. And it's 55-16. And right away, Glendale's had the highest scoring quarter they've had tonight. 6 points here in the fourth. Drew Harris with it. gives it up to Feta Collins. She'll miss, but Jade Berry gets it underneath and scores. Jade Berry gets her first points of the night. 57-16, Lady Scissors with the lead. Sites gives it up to DeWeird, and Jade Berry's going to steal the basketball. Here comes Berry the other way, dribbles it off her foot out of bounds. It'll go to Glendale. So Glendale will inbound the basketball. Phillips will bring it up across the timeline. 5:20 to go in the game. Sykes with it now. Down into the right corner, that's Enos with the basketball. Goddard now on the right wing, and Goddard throws it away to the scorer's table. So Lady Scissors will have it. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors are up by 41. McCracken across the timeline, left side to Drew Harris on the wing. Drew goes up top to Berry. They'll come around right side. Petty Collins will drive again, kicks it out. And I believe Petty Collins is going to get the offensive foul here. She is. That'll be three on Petty. 14 foul on the Lady Scissors. Phillips will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Sykes on the right side, up to Goddard on top. Back to Sykes. Sykes looking on the right wing now, kicks it out to Enos, and they'll go back to Pratt. Around the horn they go, down on Goddard in the left corner. Phillips is going to shoot the three. It's no good, and Dixon with a rebound. Collins with it. She'll bring it up the floor. Collins picks up a dribble, right side to Berry down the right corner. Berry going to dribble, gives it to the Kraken up top. Dixon on the left wing. Kaylee Dixon kicks it out. Berry missed the shot, and Glendale's going to get the rebound. Phillips will bring it up the floor. They'll go to Kraft inside, little fake, and she missed the shot, gets the rebound. She was stepped out of bounds, but officials don't care right now. They're just going to let those things go because the clock is running, and Petty Collins just picked up foul number four, trying to steal the ball, the pass from Enos. That's five team fouls. 3:26 to go in the ball game. Glendale will inbound from the baseline, and Sykes is going to shoot another one and hits another three. Sykes now with 6 points. She's the leading scorer for Glendale with those 2 3-pointers. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Harris up top to Dixon. Dixon with the basketball, thought about it, and then said no. Basketball is going to go out of bounds, and it will be Lady Scissor ball with 2:55 to go. And Coach Wallach has cleared his bench, got the second string in there. Well, now Coach Marsh is putting in second stringers and third stringers. Joswick into the ball game now for Glendale, her first action of the night. Collins on the right wing. Collins drives, and we've got a foul. So Petty Collins is going to go to the free throw line to shoot some free throws. Goddard's going to pick up the foul. That's her second. 18 foul on Glendale. And Petty Collins will go to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. 2:20 to go in the ball game with the clock running. Turbo clock is running. And Petty Collins hits the first one. And Petty now with 7 points in the ball game. Second free throw is coming up. Well enough, we got a substitution. Salee is going to come back in, and Phillips is going to have a seat. Also, Carson Phillips comes in, and Kraft will have a seat. 1:55 to go, clock running. Second free throw from Petty Collins. And she missed it. And Drew Harris runs down the rebound, gets it to Collins. Collins back to Harris, up top to McCracken. Dixon from the wing, it is no good. Goes, going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Glendale ball with a minute and a half to go. So Lady Scissors will go to 14-1 on the season. Glendale will fall to 2-11. And the Lady Scissors will get ready for the Nixa tournament starting next Thursday. It'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday night and Saturday afternoon. We'll have all three games for you right here on the radio. and shot up no good. And Jade Berry is going to get called for the foul on the rebound, her first. And under a minute to go now. And I believe this is Joswick at the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Rimmed out on her. 44 seconds. Joswick's second free throw. And it rimmed out on her. And Harris with the rebound. McCracken will bring it up the floor. 30 seconds to go. Up top to Harris. Collins with it now. Collins, it'll be Berry on the right wing. 22 seconds. McCracken on the left wing. McCracken back to Harris. Back to Berry. Now it's Fetter Collins driving the baseline and turnover on the Lady Zizzers out of bounds. That's going to be your ball game right there, folks. Glendale's going to get the inbound the ball. 2 seconds. And half-court shot is nowhere near. Lady Zizzers going to win this one 58-19 over the Glendale Lady Falcons. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Shelter Insurance and Direct and a West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Lady Zizzers with the big victory, 58-19 over the Glendale Lady Falcons this evening. And it is the Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains post-game show. And for the Lady Zizzers tonight, scoring-wise, they were led by Mackenzie Brunson and Ashton Judd, both with 12 points apiece. 9 points tonight for Cass Cunningham. Allie Hoseapple, Bree Harlan, and Petta Collins each had 7 points in the ball game tonight, and 2 points apiece for Drew Harris and Jade Berry. For Glendale, Glendale was led by Seitz with 6 points, 1 point for Phillips, 2 for Heeman, 5 for Kraft, Stover with 2, and Phillips with 3. Lady Zizzers led at 18-2 at the end of one. They led at 35-5 at the half. They led 53-10 at the end of three. Had the turbo clock in the fourth quarter, and they went at 58-19. All right, Lady Zizzers with a good game tonight. There's still a few things they need to work on, a few turnovers and some silly fouls out there in the ball game. But other than that, Lady Zizzers went at 58-19, and they'll move on to 14-1 on the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your OMC West City Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Scissors win at 58-19. The Shelter Insurance and Direct on the West Plains post-game show. And now let's have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. And it's simply going to be Ashton Judd and Mackenzie Brunson. They both scored 12 points in the contest. And so we'll give the Player of the Game to those two young ladies right there. Lady Scissors win 3 tonight. The freshman contest, West Plains won at 42-36. And the JV contest, West Plains won at 48-27. And then the varsity contest, West Plains wins at 58-19. Next action for the Lady Scissors is next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. They'll play Republic in first-round action of the NICSA tournament. We'll have that game for you right here on the radio. Next action for the boys will be next Wednesday night. They'll play their makeup game with Bolivar at Bolivar. Now, the freshman and JV games will both start at 5 o'clock next Wednesday night. Now, the freshman game will start, will play in the auxiliary gym. The JV game will be in the main gym, and then the varsity will follow at about 6:15, 6:30, and we'll have that game for you from Bolivar next Wednesday night. All right, I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mounds, and Grove, and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, Don's Auto Service, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Scissor Zone, Patty Ingalls, and West Plains Roofing, along with Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Your boosters tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. I want to thank D. Ryan back to the studios for another fine job this evening. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and we hope you've enjoyed Lady Scissor Basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.